Log Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's good? We're back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Bloodbino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's P-U-T-E-M, On Blast Radio. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank everybody for all the support and all the love. I'd like to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine. I'd like to thank Madman UNG Records. I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And like I said, I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning in and all the support. If you want to hit us up for any interviews, hit us up at putemonblastradio@gmail.com. P-U-T-E-M. onblastradio@gmail.com or hit us up on facebook.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. P-U-T-E-M On Blast Radio. Now, tonight's show, as everybody knows, is Thursday once again. This is the sixth show that we have. This is the sixth show we had about the music industry, and all we're trying to do is just get the word out, and we're trying to have discussions, but we mainly want females to try to call in sometimes once in a while because we do need females' point of view, and, you know, because they have a big input, too. They have a say-so. So if there's any females out there that want to call in and join in to the conversation anytime, to feel free. Like I said, the calling number is 347-633-9265. And our guest, our special guest co-host is Madman with UNG Records. And right now, I'm going to bring Madman to the show and say what's up, Madman, and put him on blast radio fans.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast? Madman in the building.
What's good with it? It's all love. It's all love. This is a real tiresome day. I think it's the weather, you know, because the rain's going to come in. But it's still all love, though, you know. But like I was trying to tell everybody on the show tonight, you know, we're going to discuss about the music industry. But on tonight's show, you know, I really wanted to touch bases on the artists that's coming up dead inside the industry. Why is all the artists coming up dead in the industry and all dying on the same day from the same cause, and they all dying at the same age, the same date, the same, you know, everything is the same. Why is it? And it's every year. You know, so
tell
that's what we're going to try to
touch on. That's right, break it down. Tell everybody what's on your mind, man. Let it off your chest, man.
You know what I'm saying? The way I feel, you know, I know a lot of people didn't watch the Illuminati videos and all these different videos that's out and Professor Griff and everybody, but people just need to do their background and their homework themselves because it's really serious because every artist, even movie stars, they die young, they die at the age of 25, and they're always found in a hotel room all the time, you know, and by their bedside, what do they say? Oh, this person was found dead with some, you know, Western pills, you know, whatever kind of pills. You know, they have a gang of pills, some type of prescription pills next to their bed, alcohol, cocaine, and so forth. I don't understand why is it like that, you know, but somebody has to do something or say something because I feel like it's just a setup. So I'm saying somebody killed them a certain way, and then they staged the death, and then they put all the pills in there and put them in a system. You know, I've seen plenty of movies, and I know how Hollywood gets down. So I'm saying, and I know there's crooked people in the world, and I've seen Alfred Hitchcock. So I'm saying, and I know a lot of this stuff, people be like, oh, that's just movies. Yeah, but the minds of people, so I'm saying that's how you get writers. The people who write this stuff, they're getting it from somewhere. I understand you making it up in your head, but in reality, there's really people on this planet who really live that type of life, who goes around killing people, and they'll put medicine in your mouth and make you swallow it, see what I'm saying, while you're knocked out. They'll put it in your mouth and pour some stuff in there, close your mouth together, make you like you're chewing it, make you swallow it until it goes down. See what I'm saying? They do all kind of stuff. They put medicine in your drink. See what I'm saying? People party with you. People send people around you just to party with you to get you drunk. Or get you
right.
high, or whatever
right.
activity that you're into, people send people around you for your downfall, to set you up. That's why at the end of the night, when you wake up in the morning, you're all over the papers, or you're winding up in jail, you don't remember nothing. And this, on this special occasion, by coincidence, this is the only day you don't remember anything. But any other time
right.
you get drunk or get high or whatever you people may do, see what I'm saying, you remember. You don't even have hangovers. But on this day, you had a hangover. You lost all memory. Now, you're being exposed on TMZ, see what I'm saying, in a hotel room, because with all these different females in and out, you had drugs all over the table. You had all kinds of stuff. You tore up the room. But all you remember is dancing on the floor. And then when you blinked, it's like you woke up. No, it's like all you remember is dancing on the floor, and when you blink, the next know it's like you're in the bed and you got drugs around you, police in your room. See what I'm saying? Wondering what you're doing, and you and everybody else gone, though. Ain't a soul.
Everybody gone. You're the only one in there.
And you taking a downfall. And then, to me, that's just, like I said, people send people to set you up because they want to tear you down, especially if you're a black individual. See what I'm saying? They set you up. They rise. They give you something to bring you up just to let you down, to tear you down, like crabs in a bucket. See what I'm saying? I don't even understand that. So why do people give people something in life just to exploit you for whatever reason they want, and then they turn around and take it back, and when they feel like you're a strong individual and don't want to give it back, and, you know, and you're trying to make more money off of that, now they want to try to come and kill you. Now you found in a New York hotel room somewhere, see what I'm saying, or wherever. But most of the people is in a hotel room in New York, always.
Yeah.
Most of the people who came up dead in Hollywood is always found in their hotel room in New York. I don't know why, but it's always like that, like I said, with pills and everything. Good actors. And then most of the people forgot. And then, like I explained to some people, see what I'm saying, like these movie stars, you might see some black people in movies and stuff, then next you know, they just disappear. Some of you be like, yeah, they real good actors, but whatever happened to them? Whatever happened to such and such? Whatever happened to this person or that person? You never hear from them 10 years down the line, you see them on a TV commercial. Then you'd be like, where they been at? They in a TV commercial? Oh, they doing bad. That's first thing people say, oh, they doing bad. They on a TV commercial? They went from doing a movie to making millions to just making so many thousands. See what I'm saying? For TV commercials. And then after the TV commercial, then you look up, oh, such and such is dead. Now, how is this person dead when they was this healthy and they was just in an interview and they had TV commercials and everything else? How that person die? And then the black people who we like, who we grew up on, people kill them off and then, you know, make it seem like, you know, they try to wipe them away. They try to wipe them away. See what I'm saying? Like Luther Vandross, he died. Don't nobody even talk about him. Gerald LaVey, he died. Don't nobody even talk about him. See what I'm saying? Deep voice guy. Barry White. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He died. He needed a kidney. Rich man. Rich black man. See what I'm saying? Everybody on the planet love you. You sang songs to make everybody had babies and stuff to your music and got that groove on, and you can't even find a kidney. You can't
they
even
wanted
get it. Exactly.
That's big.
Because they
That's
wanted
big.
Him dead like the rest of these strong black people. So I'm saying you, you got too many rich black people who get rich and know how to get in the game and get out and do what they're supposed to do with their money. Those are the ones that are targeted at. See what I'm saying? But if you're one of the ones that's careless with your money and you just flow showing, throwing your money up everywhere, wasting money, they keep you alive a little bit because they like, yeah, he's a dummy right there. He's a dummy. He's a rag doll. We're going to use him for some other stuff. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they make up the money.
Yeah, and all the ones that save the money, those are the ones they want to kill, and those are the ones that come up dead. See what I'm saying? I'm just wondering who's the next to go. Who's next to go? Who's next on the chopping block? You know, I just don't understand. But that's just my aspect of that part of the industry of why people come up dead, and I don't understand why, and we need to do something about it. We need to take a stand. We need to do Michael Jackson, everything. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, just like, yeah, just like Hemsley, Mr. Jefferson, George Jefferson. So I'm saying, just like him.
Sherman Hemsley.
So I'm saying, his death, he ain't even buried yet. He been dead for who knows how long. He ain't even dead. He ain't even buried yet. They still got him sitting up in the tank.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He should have been buried.
Oh, what was the big man's name that just passed away? Just had a heart attack, big dude.
What's
his name? You know, the brother man be on all the movies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, man. Big black dude, man. Just died of a heart attack. 52 years old. You know what I mean? But yeah, I feel you, man. Our people's passing away like it ain't nothing, man. You know what I mean? Like, they set a lot of us up with drugs, like you say. Another thing is, too, man, the music industry is so evil. Not only the music industry, acting industry, it turned people evil. They walk in so cool. Next thing you know, they get some money, get around some of them vultures, like you say, and start turning on each other. Everybody started tripping.
And that's the whole thing. And who started the industry? Who started the music, the whole industry, period? What person came across the planet and said, you know what, I think I'm going to get some people together and we're going to write something, we're just going to act this out, and we're going to call it acting, and we're going to try to sell it. See what I'm saying? Who started it?
All right, the word contract, the word contract, from me and your perspective, you know, as growing up in the hood, you know, you got a contract out on such and such success. We know what that means, right? And then, you know, they got the verbal contract, you know, shake your hand contract, handshake, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, right? And, you know, when you sign a contract, you got a lot of things that go through that contract. So I always look at it like in that game, that's the reason why niggas be coming up big is because, you know, certain contracts, yeah, we're going to make you rich, get your house, get your mama house, get your mama car, and then we done. And some people, they understand that contract, and they sign it straight up. And some of them, we're going to sign you for your whole life away. We're going to use you until we bury you. And then cats don't read the contract or don't know. Hey, all along, it said right there in the contract, if I cross that, it's going to bury you. You know what I'm saying? And then you're buried, you feel me? Who was in charge with all this? You know, we're going to start doing like this. We're going to start doing like this. You know, it's all an American plot. And they all sat out at the table 50 years before the game even hit the board, before they even let it come out. And they concentrated every day what to do to focus on knocking down, you know what I'm saying, artists, producers, you know, talented people, you know what I'm saying, with hustle. You know what I mean? They don't want to see no hustling. You know, they want to really to work hard for minimum wage, $1,200 a month or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. You know what I mean? They don't want to use your talent to make millions, be an educated black man with millions, you know, going across stage or owning your own company, magazine, television, film, production, whatever. They don't want that. And like you said, they want that man that's done to get the money, just be throwing it away every 5 seconds. You know what I mean? They'll keep you around, you know?
That's crazy.
If something wrong, they got you on camera. Remember 5 years ago you did this. You don't want to do that, but we'll expose you.
That's why they say whenever you in Hollywood, whenever you are an actor or entertainer or anybody and you sign them contracts, the camera is always rolling. Somebody's always listening and somebody's always watching. You know, every move, somebody is always there waiting for you to slip up or make a mistake so they can hurry up and take a picture, video, uploaded to YouTube, World Star Hip Hop, and try to exploit you. And that's the thing, too. I don't understand why do people even do that, even fans? I understand, you know, on one aspect of it, you know, certain fans may do it because they feel like certain entertainers are assholes. They don't give back and, you know, they're mean. They don't sign autographs. They're stuck up. I understand all that. But for everybody else's point of view, you know, I don't understand why people sit there and even take pictures or video footage of somebody that's trying to do it big, that's a good individual, a good actor, a good musician, or so forth. Why you know, if he trip and fall, why you trying to hurry up and take a picture of him tripping and falling, or her tripping and falling, and you want to hurry up and send it to YouTube?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? If you see somebody walk up and you happen to see this person arguing, You videotaping it. See what I'm saying? Then somebody, you know, do something, slap you on that, you know, slap you, and then you haul off a fire on them, and now you on YouTube and you all over the world. But this is from fans.
That's what I'm saying.
See what I'm saying? I don't understand why fans do that. See what I'm saying? Just like they say, okay, I love Beyonce, or I love such and such so much. See what I'm saying? Okay. And you guys are supposed to be loyal fans, but as soon as the CD come out, you go buy it, and then next you know, you go and upload that CD to the internet so everybody can download it for free.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Why do people do that? See what I'm saying? If you're a fan, why are you going to go buy a CD and then upload it so everybody in the world can download it for free? Let everybody else go pay for it so the artist can make some money. Because if it was the shoe, if the shoe was on the other foot, if they had a beauty supply or a flower shop or whatever it may be, the same thing.
You said that word.
See what I'm saying? You don't want somebody to come into your flower shop and take your flowers, your fake flowers, your design, and come home and go get a replica of it from a Chinese person or somebody who can make a replica of it, and then just go out there and be bootlegging the same flowers. Now you ain't got no customers, and you wonder why ain't nobody coming in your shop, because everybody buying it off the street, you know, cheaper. Why should they come in and they buying it the same exact thing off the street, knowing you the only place who got it? But this person who came in your store, who's loyal to your store, says to get you, I'm going to buy this. I'm tired of spending money. I'm finna make some money, and I'm gonna make it off of you. See what I'm saying? Instead of coming up with their own ideas, they want to make it off of somebody else.
Money.
You know, I don't understand that.
It's all about money, man. And you know, the Americans in high places love and they'll kill you to keep their money going. You know what I'm saying? They're wealthy. They're beyond rich. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then in this industry, you know what I mean? I tell people all the time, I'm like, man, y'all the hottest group coming out in the game right now. All what happened is that the music industry kidnapped you and sat you down, mm-hmm. and like they do in college, you know what I'm saying, to the NFL. They'll let the highest control be winning. Yeah, you was tight in college, but now you're in the NFL. You're going to sit down and we're going to let Brett Favre run this for a couple of years. You sit back and learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's how they do people in the music industry. Real strong ad actors. Be a good actor all on BET. We see him all the time. He's funny to us. But when it's time for him to do that big major movie, you know what I mean? They only give him that little quick little part. But they let the big people, Bruce Willis's and everybody, run that whole board. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That don't make no sense, but that's Hollywood.
So they ready to get in the game, crazy. They be like, I want to have that Bruce Willis, that Denzel spot. And that's when people start doing strange things and stepping up toes and making wrong corners and going through wrong doors. And that goes to the earlier, your beginning of your conversation. Why is that going to be big? So they want the certain spotlights, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And people got to realize that once middle class people become rich for a while, and they hold it for so many years, people need to realize these rich people and new rich people, they're used to that now. And when somebody takes it from them, when somebody takes that from them, they can't live life. Because they don't want to go back to the Bible. They're like, oh, my God. You know, they start panicking. See what I'm saying? We as people, we don't panic. We're like, okay, yeah, we rich, we filthy rich, yeah, we done bought everything. Okay, now you guys just stripped it all. You took it back. Okay, now I'm back on the bottom. But I ain't tripping you. I'm mad because y'all took it because that was some shady stuff how y'all did that.
Right.
I ain't tripping because I can bounce back. See what I'm saying? Because I'm a survivor. I know how to get back up and keep on going. I'm not going to be like everybody else and get rich, fall, next, you know, panic, want to blow my brains out because I don't know how to get back up on my feet. You know, I'm going to be embarrassed or whatever, you know. I'm not one of them people. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're not those type of people. See what I'm saying? But there's people like that in the world, and people need to come off of that. See what I'm saying? Everything is about money. Everything has a price tag on it. Everybody charges for every single thing. See what I'm saying? No matter what it is, and it's crazy. See what I'm saying? Even the ones who you love the most, you be thinking, you know, they're going to hook you up with something because all this talk, and they doing this big talk, and they doing it. And then when you look up, they like, oh, well, that's going to be such and such amount. You be like, what? You be like, oh. You be like, man, that's some scary stuff. You see what I'm saying? And now you don't. Now you're in a position with your back against the wall like, damn. And then it's like you get frustrated, and then you at the point where you like, forget it. Oh, okay, I'll just do it because it's the spur of the moment, and you didn't know it was going. The situation was going to turn out like that. You thought it was going to turn out a different way, but it turned out like that. And instead of just bagging out and turning all the way back around, you just like, forget it. I'll just do it this one time here. See what I'm saying? And then you get into it, but you really don't want to. See what I'm saying? You really don't want to give into it, but you do. But I don't know. Life has its changes and life makes turns, and I don't know, just like this industry, you know, you make it sometimes and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can get in the industry and then get out real quick, or you can get in, be the biggest person. You can be Lil Wayne, top of the world. See what I'm saying? And then fall in, and everybody in the world just hates you. And then you wonder why everybody hates you, and you don't even understand. But the people above you is the one who made everybody hate you, because behind your back, you didn't know what was going on. You thinking, man, okay, maybe my CD flopped or something. Not knowing, these people put out a press release and sent people things in the mail and sent certain emails to people and all kind of, you know, derogatory stuff about you, and now people looking at you in a bad way. And then it takes you to try to be strong and figure out what's going on in the industry, who's cooking, in order for you to try to bounce back. You know, some people don't want to bounce back. Like Sherry or Jack would say, oh, Soul Man, you know, I'm gone, and I don't want to come back. See what I'm saying? But it's really like that. That's why I tell people, don't be greedy. Just get in the industry and get out. Get what you need get out. It don't take that
much. Know what you're getting into.
Yeah, it don't take that much. It really
don't take that much. Make sure you know what you're doing it for. You know what I mean?
We try to tell everybody, you know, just everything takes time. Read your contracts. You know, be aware of your surroundings. Meet and greet different people, you know, music producers, writers, COs, you know, A&R directs, PR, everybody. You got to know who everybody is, because if you don't know who people are, any one of them people can just easily get over on you. You don't even know it. See what I'm saying? And you got to watch those contracts, too, because somebody will sign you away. Sign you to somebody else, and you don't even know. You be thinking you signed to Rap-A-Lot, and then you then got, you know, signed off to Interscope. So I'm saying, or signed off to Sony, or signed off to Def Jam or somebody, and you don't even know it. And
that's
they don't even want you. Yeah, it's like they don't want you. It's just like a hoe on the street. They don't want you. They just pass you around to see how much money they can get. They just do a single or two, you know, see how much money they can get. You, they be like, oh, okay, we made this much off the single. Maybe not as much as we thought, but we're going to sign him over here to them. And then when you get ready to come into the label to talk to someone, they like, oh, no, this is your new manager over here. You're over here with them now. You're not with us. And you're like, why nobody told me I'm not on here? You know, you don't even know. You blinded. You know, you're blinded by everything. That's why people need to read contracts before you wind up dead, just like the rest of these Hollywood stars, 25 years of age, in a hotel room, dying on the 25th of November or October or September. See what I'm saying? And
too much going on them tours, too, man. Like, you know, they go on tour and they do like a show, and they're doing all this and all that. Commercial today, concert tomorrow, YMCA the next day, live concert the next day, two shows tonight. In that process, all that going on, you know what I mean, at the hotel. They got people knocking at their door, giving them a call, bringing them food, room service. Let me get a drink, bringing you a drink. Too many hands on your ship. Too many hands on your, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said right there, you know, if you're really going to be strong and surviving that, then you got to have your wife or girlfriend or a family member trusted to pick your food. You know what I mean? If you're OG, you're really a street cat. Like I was saying earlier today, dang near every city in America, you know what I mean? Just because I'm from South Central don't mean that I got to be South Central all my life. God made the earth, you know what I'm saying? I need to know New York City. I need to know Chicago. So when I go out there and do my shows or interviews or whatever I do, you know what I'm saying? I know my plan. I ain't necessarily just got to go to no hotel that the game wants me to go, require me to go to. I can go to the one I know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to move like Farrakhan if you plan on really being in the game for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And you want to be strong, get in and get out, and be aware. So like you said, if you don't know the game, boy, they'll treat you crazy. And if you're really good, they'll kidnap you. They'll say, y'all do good. Y'all doing good on y'all's first one or two rounds. Y'all making a couple million a year. So guess what? We're going to sign you $10 million. So you ain't got to do that. Now you be on our TV show, CBS, NBC, get your own show. You do it. So average black man, they take it. Damn, we just got that $10 million. But they don't know. That was part of the higher people in higher places. That was a plot. They shut people down and made them real quiet. That way, they won't hear no more of them, you know, them conscious things coming out of them artists. You know what I'm saying? Now the artists got to read and act off what the company wrote. The company wants you to do this on this play. So he got to go out there. And they got a bunch of writers, you know, like a Bernie Mac. They shut like a Bernie Mac down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, it's all good. And right now, man, you know, we only got a few minutes left for this show. Is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time?
Put on blast? We're talking about we're coming up dead, you know what I'm saying? Really ain't nobody to put on blast about that. All I could just blast the game. All the people out there that's moving fast, you know what I'm saying, kind of take it easy and drive slow, you know what I'm saying? Be more cautious to your situation. You know what I mean? If you see yourself sitting in the tub, five females in the front room, major herb, money, you know what I'm saying, the people knocking at you over the interviews, radios, all that, you see yourself moving like that, you know you're going to have to be careful. You live fast, die fast, you know what I'm saying? But if you with your people, you know what I mean? Y'all sitting there eating good food, watching yourself, ain't no holes around, nobody smoking, all that. You know, you had good environment, good vibes. Most likely your interviews and everything going to be good. You know what I mean? You're going to have a good crowd and all that kind of stuff. Not to say, you know, smoking and drinking and females, whatever, that's going to make your show negative or whatever. But, you know, basically I'm saying what you do is have some kind of crowd you attract in this game. You know what I'm saying? So if you like to smoke herb, well, they'll figure out a way to get you down the line with the herb. They'll catch you, put you in jail, or they'll figure out if there's females around you and get you killed somehow if you mess up and cross them. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, making a long story short, know we only got a few minutes to go. I appreciate all the listeners out there who tuned in tonight. Check this out. You know what I'm saying? We need some people to start calling in, see what's going on. You know what I mean? A lot of people always call when the show's over with their heads brought up. Appreciate that, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Crazy Mo, this mad man. This very sexy lady, Kimmy Simone, UNG. Put them on blast. Let's do this.
It's all love. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And on that note, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Be safe. God bless. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We need to unite. We need unity. And we all need to support all our local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And please keep on tuning in. And ladies, please call in because we need your opinion. Please, we need your feedback. Call in 347-633-9265. It's all good. It's all love. And I want to tell everybody, too, December 22nd, 2012, here in Sacramento, California, anybody out here in Cali, you know, come on out here and support Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio because we present Kimmy Simone's birthday bash, you know, with special live performances by No Face, Shadow Man. A lot of you people are hurting him and some people haven't. But everybody out here in Sacramento, this is the first time he has ever been here, and we're bringing him here. And performing live as opening acts will be Lucci Liu from Macon, Georgia. He's performing his hit single, Drinking My Life Away. And we also have DJ Chainsaw in the mix, and Jay Neasy, and Kilo Cabanel, and Tony Rico Jr., who will be in the house, and that's at River Edge Bar Grill, 2125 West Capitol Ave, West Sac, 95691. For more information, contact 916-647-2492 or contact River Edge Bar Grill at 916-374-9155. That's 21 and over, plus ID. No questions asked. Security strictly enforced. That's Saturday, December 22nd, 2012, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And tickets are $7 at the door, $7 in advance. You can buy tickets from us. VIP tickets are $15 at the door, or you can get them in advance. And like I said, that's Kimmy Simone's birthday bash with special live performance by No Face Shadow Man. So please come out, support. Saturday, December 22nd, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. in West Sacramento, California. And on that note, I'd like to thank you, Madman, for calling for sure. In, like always. And this very sexy lady, you know, you guys got much love for Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And anytime you want to come back, you're welcome. And like I said, you know, you got much love. And everybody out there, keep tuning in, and you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and we out.
Be careful on these holidays.